We're dreaming of a white Christmas, but will we get one?
We went shopping at Rigby's Romance Only Bookstore.
Slower traffic, keep right, you're darn right.
And we were invited to an adult-only Christmas party, and you can come too.
Ooh, an XXXmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
So then I go, no, I said, hang up your sock. Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Sugar plum fairies and Santa's little elves?
Yeah. Making Christmas magic?
Making Christmas.
That's actually a very impressive baritone you've got there.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment opinion. Bad jokes and dad jokes. Have you ever used any of the fairy emojis?
So I'm so old school. I wish that I was like more, for lack of a better word, techie. But I don't use a ton of emojis. I usually do emoticons.
Yes.
Like, where I'll like type them out.
Like the In and Out heiress.
Yes, exactly.
Whose tattoo artist texted her to find out if there was one coming to Idaho Falls.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. But one of the only emojis that I use is the sparkle emoji. Mm-hmm. Because
the three little stars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that it is universally known that it changes the tone of the text. And sometimes you sort of need it to, because there's a huge difference between I'm having a mental breakdown and I'm having a sparkle emoji, mental breakdown, sparkle emoji. Because in that case, you read it like, I'm having a mental breakdown.
A mental breakdown.
Right. A little menti bee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You add some fairy dust and some glitter on it.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Yeah. And alongside that, I also do sometimes use the fairy emoji, but usually a lot less commonly. The sparkles, the hearts, and maybe a smiley face here and there.
I was looking at the fairy emojis, don't ask me why, last week, and I noticed there's three of them.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, why? Have you ever been to Emojipedia?
Mm-mm.
Because I spent a little time there last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just there's three zombies, too. There's a male zombie and a female zombie, and I'm wondering about the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to Emojipedia, which, by the way, has a slider at the top.
Hmm.
And you can go all the way back to iPhone or iOS 2.2.
Whoa, okay, that's cool.
Because, for a minute, at the very beginning, iPhones didn't even have emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got them.
Yeah.
And now it goes all the way up, like you can see what years. I'm like, why the hell would anybody want this? But like an author writing a book,
really?
About that? I don't know. Did they have the unicorn emoji back then? I don't know.
Sure, sure. I mean, I guess it's sort of archaeological.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I actually think that it's sort of linguistic too, because it does sort of indicate the progression and development of language.
So would you like to know why there's a third fairy?
I sure would.
Or a third zombie.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for a swamp thing.
Oh, really?
To put
I
on
wonder
our post.
Why.
We'll get there. Yes, we're going to talk about Between the Covers for the third episode in a row. But yeah, no, one of them is the man zombie, one of them is the lady zombie, and one of them is the gender neutral or non-binary zombie.
Okay, that's funny.
No kidding.
Huh.
Same with the fairy.
That is interesting.
Same with, there's a couple more.
Oh, okay. The mermaid?
Yes, I believe there is a...
There's a merperson?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's
gender
fun.
Gender-inclusive merperson. Yes, in fact, that's what it's called.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
The fairy's just a fairy.
Now,
just a zombie.
Is there a male and female and gender non-binary poop emoji?
No, just one... No, because you know what? It all looks the same.
Aw, it's sort of, it's like we all bleed red. We all shit brown.
Exactly. And we're all pink on the inside.
Yeah. I guess sometimes it's not brown, but but that's when you go see your doctor.
Mm-hmm. We've already had the conversation, right, about those dye, D-Y-E.
Yes.
No sores.
Uh-huh.
Giant gummies from the 90s, I had one.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, I was horrified.
Right, right. Well, and I think I told you, you were kind of super into La Michoacana for a hot minute before Stella's opened up, and you would go in there all the time.
Yeah.
But they had a Cookie Monster ice cream that was bright, bright blue, and you could certainly tell the next day if you had had it.
Yes.
Yeah, it really helped you understand your digestive tract.
Shout out to Stella's.
Oh, I know. We went there again tonight, and the gal even like recognized us and was like, "Hey, you're back already."
Jasmine?
Like, yes. Yeah. Which I thought was kind of funny. But she did load me up with the peanut butter sauce on my eggnog. Okay, wait. I got to talk about my
guys,
order for a second.
They have candy cane and eggnog right now.
So good.
And listen, we haven't forgotten about Reed's Dairy.
No, sure.
But we're over here playing with our shiny new toy for a minute.
Yes, right, right. Well, and we'll probably even go back to Cocoa Bean point soon if they fixed their damn raspberry white chocolate truffle. If they haven't, then they can go to hell. But anyway, I want to talk about my order from Stella's really quick.
Please
because
do.
I think it's just amazing, and if you have the chance, you should go and get it.
Do it.
But I do the cookie bowl, which they warm up for you, by the way.
Insane.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, I do that with 2 scoops of the eggnog because I'm a little glutton and I can. And then I do double peanut butter syrup, single salted caramel syrup, and then Reese's Pieces on top.
Yeah.
Holy guacamole, it's so good.
I never would have thought to mix cookie with eggnog, you betcha.
Sure.
And that's what you leave out for Santa.
Right.
But eggnog with peanut butter?
I know.
What?
Well, here's the thing. I hadn't thought of it myself, which is funny because my favorite milkshake to get is a banana cookie dough milkshake, which is a wild combo that works so well, by the way. I think it's dumb we don't have more banana flavored ice cream, just saying. But anyway, the gal who was helping us, Jasmine, last time when I got it was like, oh, by the way, because you're doing the cookie bowl, it comes with free toppings. What toppings do you want? We have this, 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 and peanut butter. And I was like, ooh, I mean, since you got it, let's do that.
And
yeah.
I love how you can get the candy cane ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And then a little, they got the to-go-y toppers that you could like plus it.
Yeah.
With put some even
candy
more
cane bits.
Candy cane bits.
You are
guys,
a pepperminty boy.
It's my favorite. I told you tonight, this is my favorite ice cream in existence.
I know. You love it. I kind of wonder if we should like stock up before it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You were talking about, you went in and asked how much it was to buy the vat.
Okay. So I just said, hey, theoretically, and I'm sure they thought I was a crazy person. How much, you know, can you like, what can I buy? How much can I walk out of here with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like obviously a pint,
mm-hmm.
2 pints, sure. 5 pints, 10. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what about I just take the whole vat? And she said, let me check with my manager.
Funny.
So I guess you can become a Stella's partner or something. Like if you have a business or like a food truck, I don't know.
Right.
And if you're a partner, if you're like a business and you, I don't know, probably follow the rules and put their name on your van or whatever.
Right, right.
On your windowless van. I'm just imagining.
See, it's funny you went there because I immediately went to what if like a little pop-up bar bought it and then like made like eggnog shots with like eggnog ice cream in it.
Right.
Oh.
So if you do that, it's $60. But if you're just a private individual, it's $90.
Okay. Okay.
But how much would you be saving? How many pints is that?
Right. Good point.
So.
Yeah. I wonder how many gallons that pet is. We need to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and with how much we're buying, I mean, shit, we'll be there close enough.
Oh, also, we got to apologize for what we said last episode. In fact, we take it all back. And here is an unsolicited dick pic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Dyke turned 100 years old on Saturday.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Born December 13th, 1925.
Wow. Well, and isn't he like working on a project right now?
Oh, I don't know.
I felt, oh no, I was thinking Mel Brooks. Because he's doing Spaceballs too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Quick follow up. While you brought it up.
Right.
We're talking about Star Wars and got all excited for the 50th anniversary original 1977 print of the film to be in theaters February of 2027.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't mention Spaceballs 2.
Yeah.
Coming out in 2026.
Which I'm so excited about, actually.
Gonna be amazing.
I remember watching that for the first time as a kid and being like, this is hilarious. Peak comedy. Like, I need more.
Will Mel Brooks play Yoda again?
Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money from the movie is made. Spaceballs the t-shirt. Spaceballs the coloring book. Spaceballs the flamethrower. The kids love this one.
And, you know, they wouldn't let the main character dress like Han Solo. That was Lucas's only deal.
Really?
His only, like, here's what sacrosanct. You know, no white shirt and black vest, I guess.
Which also, you don't own that look, buddy. Kind of, but still.
But, so they dressed him up like Indiana Jones.
That's so funny.
That's why the guy.
That actually makes so much sense, though.
Right.
That's funny. Huh.
Okay.
You know what, though? With Dick Van Dyke, I bet the reason he made it to 100 is all that dancing he did when he was younger.
Yes. There was some sort of quote. And listen, I got to tell you, I was just fabulous for the first, I don't know, 4 decades of my life. I just was.
I mean, I wouldn't say that stopped, but that's just me.
Yeah, but now I have to work at it.
I think everyone has to at least a little, but I get it. Yeah. It was maybe a little more effortless in the beginning.
Well, Dick Van Dyke's quote was, I'm going to butcher it, but like, I used to work out to be strong and then stay fit and then look good. And now he just does it out of defiance or something. But
I love that. But, out of spite.
Yeah, right. But I told you about my orthodontist, Dr. Gene Kantak, that I ran into.
Right.
Shoveling his own walk.
Mm-hmm.
One Christmas as I was taking a stroll around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he was super duper old.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, get a grandkid to do that, buddy.
Right? I mean, and honestly, it was thick, wet, heavy snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was heart attack snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in all seriousness. Like, I have a very vivid memory of one of my friends' dads dying because it was a particularly heavy snowfall and he was clearing off the roof because he was afraid it would cave the roof in.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did he die from a heart attack or from falling off the roof?
Heart attack.
Oh, that's sad. That's messed up.
There would have been plenty of cushion had he fallen off the roof.
Right, because of all the snow. Yeah.
On account of all the snow.
Man, and that's even worse because it's like right before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it was like January, so it was mega seasonal depressing anyway.
Yeah. That kind of makes me think of your 2001 birthday.
Right. Yes.
On September 12th.
My birthday is September 12th. We had bigger problems, I understand, as a country.
Right.
But also, my birthday sucked that year.
Right.
It's okay. No, don't give me any sympathy. I'm fine. God, I feel like such a dick for bringing it up.
To be fair, I brought it up.
I feel like you're such a dick for bringing that up.
I am. It's true. I do it on purpose.
So Dick Van Dyke has lived long enough to look like the dude that he played in Mary Poppins. Remember he played the old dude? So he plays Bert.
Oh, yeah.
The one-man band.
Right. And he's so good at it.
The old dude with the cane.
Yeah, I totally forgot he played the old dude.
Yeah.
You don't really think of it.
Well, I just saw a picture of him over the weekend. I'm like, oh my God, that's the old dude.
Yeah.
So, you have tuppence. May I be permitted to see it?
Thank you so much. This really tops off a lifetime of 80 years in the business. I love you. God bless.
Okay, you know what? This actually kind of ties perfectly into a really stupid thought that I had last night.
Okay.
So I was watching that show we love, Naked Attraction.
Yes.
And there was this guy on it who looked just like, okay, have you ever seen Small Soldiers?
No.
It was this super weird 90s movie that my brother, actually it was probably Kirsten early Dunst. 2000.
Yeah.
But my brother loved it, so we watched it all the time. But basically, there's a little toy army man as the main antagonist in it. And
I know, yes.
Yeah, and
I saw the poster.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The guy on this show looked exactly like that toy. You know, he was just so quintessential, stereotypical army man looking, you know? And I just kind of looked at his face and I was like, I cannot even imagine how this man looked as a child.
Mm.
Like, I don't think this man could have ever been a little kid.
Because he was so masculine.
Yeah, he was so, like, I don't know, chiseled? Maybe is a good word. I don't know, but like he just looks so grown up.
0% baby fat.
You know what? Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's that he had no fat on his body.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that's kind of the thing with the whole Dick Van Dyke thing is that he sort of got a glimpse into the future, you know, and it's funny that he looks now like he was made to look then. Because I bet you can kind of imagine Dick Van Dyke as a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like some people you can and some people you just can't.
Will we have a white Christmas? That is the question du jour.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? It's the question of the day. That sounds good. I'll have that.
It's just the fancy French way.
It's 10 days till Christmas. Now, traditionally, historically, Idaho Falls has a 70% chance of a white Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's defined as greater than 1 inch of snow on the ground. We've had 50-degree days. In fact, I think we might have another one today.
Right.
And tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then windy on Wednesday. And then precip and falling temps. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, WTF.
Right.
Into next week. Christmas is next Thursday. Could happen.
It could. But I will say it has been kind of nice that like all I've had to wear out is a cardigan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A light jacket at best.
Mm-hmm. I remember I took a walk over the summer on a particularly cold summer day.
Right.
Which happens around here sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's the temp? Opened the weather app. It was 55. And I was like, this is perfect. Anything mm-hmm. lower than 55, because I was in shorts. And right. flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, you got to start dressing warmer for. I know Californians freak out about 55.
Right,
they
right.
go, oh my God, it's freezing, it's terrible, it's cold, it's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, our snowpack across the West is the lowest it's been in at least 25 years.
Wow.
So it's not just you, it's not your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little balmy, it's a little mild.
I mean, I was just driving down the street the other day and looking at this neighborhood, and almost all of the lawns were still pretty damn green, you know, in the middle of December.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
Wild, huh?
Yeah. It's weird to see. Like, what is this, Florida?
Let's show you the new water tower all lit up for Christmas.
Which I love that they do that.
These photos courtesy of our good friend, Chad, the Idahoan, Russell.
Such a sweetheart.
Good friend and DJ. And yeah, he's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He captured the water tower for Christmas. Usually the stand is blue. What right. do we call it? The stem, the trunk is blue.
The shaft.
The shaft is blue.
Right.
And the top is white and red striped.
Right.
Like yeah. an American flag.
Well, and also to mimic the original water tower.
Yes. Now it's green.
Mm-hmm.
The shaft is green.
With a green and red head.
Green and red striped tippy top. So it's very festive.
Very festive. And mm-hmm. I like that they did mostly green because it feels a little Grinchy.
Yeah.
Which, like I said a couple of episodes
hot
ago,
this year.
There's been a lot of Grinchiness. A
lot of yeah.
Yeah.
We're acting like Grinches. And the Grinch is hot this year. And this is the 25th anniversary of the Jim Carrey film, Hard to Believe.
Right.
Almost as hard to believe as the girl, Taylor Momsen, who sings Where Are You Christmas, is in the band The Pretty Reckless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little baby Cindy Lou Who all grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's, hey Siri, play Heaven Knows by The Pretty Reckless. Okay. Oh, by the way, have you upgraded your Alexa yet?
No, I haven't yet because I don't really like her new voice.
Yeah. My friend Brad hasn't either.
Funny.
I love it.
Huh.
And honestly, I've been thinking, what the hell, Amazon? You are behind.
Yeah, kind of.
So they, I mean, I don't know if they were rushing to get it done. I don't read the trades.
Right.
But, you know, I think ChatGPT was first in. Mm-hmm. And we know, man, first in wins a lot of the time.
A lot of the time, yeah.
Siri has been accessing ChatGPT on my phone to dive deeper.
Oh, interesting.
And I know there's Grok. That's Musk. That's Elon's. Yeah. I know there's Gemini that incorporates into a lot of Google apps.
Right.
In fact, we've been talking about them perhaps the longest, right? Because of their ad in the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, or yeah. Earlier this year. Yes, that's kind of true. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. And then we took a tour with...
that was the coolest.
Brushbuck.
Yeah.
Cool guys.
Oh, the coolest, dude.
They do winter tours, too, if you want to tour Yellowstone. Like, if your family's in town and you want to hop in a van for the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Well, and the nice part is that you have to go out so early to see the critters that you've got the whole day after that, too.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you probably want a little nap because you got to get up really early, but yeah, you're so worth it.
Your full day can be done at 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. I think you can also do like a 2-day or 3-day thing.
Right.
But even though it's the 25th anniversary of the Jim Carrey Grinch, they're using the classic cartoon.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
I have.
Yeah, like McDonald's and the Grinch meal. That's all the and by the way, is there a name for Grinch Green? Because that's, I would call it 70s appliance green.
I would call it garbage can green. You know, it feels very Oscar the Grouch. Grouchy green.
Yeah. Okay, so into the comments and follow-ups. Somebody commented, Fecal Scromit, name of my new band.
That's horrifying. I love it.
It's disgusting. I love it. We talked about fecal transplants and...
And scromiting.
And scromiting. Screaming and vomiting. Also, okay, this checks 3 boxes. We're in Idaho, and I've been talking lately about the Dole Men's Club. Mm-hmm. We talked about the Winco cans of beans.
Yes, the beans.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about license plates lately, too. Mm-hmm. Well, here in the Dole Men's Club, which is not an Idaho group, showed this photo of an Idaho license plate that says, and it's one of the new black ones, that says, Bro-tato.
Funny. Oh, that's good. Yeah, because potato's definitely taken. But yeah. Bro-tato... Man, I'm really impressed that they came up with that. That's good.
That's right, because we saw the Utah
yes.
potato, and then here's this bro-tato.
Funny. Wow.
Game on, bro-tato.
On the topic of the Dull Men's Club, you'll never guess what got recommended in my Facebook feed last night.
Huh.
The Dull Women's Club.
No way.
Yes way. Kind of funny. I think that the post that I saw was talking about a woman's wedding ring, and she was basically trying to figure out if you're supposed to wear your engagement ring on top of your wedding band or on bottom of your wedding band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of or behind.
Yes. Right. And I thought it was really interesting. I also thought it was really neat that she had in her caption something along the lines of no banana. Basically meaning no banana for scale.
So Dole Men's Club uses banana for scale.
Yes.
And as we know, they got it from?
Yeah, probably Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit.
Yeah.
Then Imgur. Then right. It didn't start on Reddit?
Probably.
A follow-up to our band license plate segment on TikTok. It's kind of Hawktua. Oh,
funny.
H4KTUAH.
I mean, you got to get creative sometimes.
Yeah. Remember Leet Speak? We would replace all the E's with 3's.
Yes.
And then we would replace all the A's with 4's. Here's another Hawktua.
Oh.
It's the word Hawk, the number 2, and then 2 A's.
Funny. That's funny.
And then somebody took a Boise license plate. So it's got the big blue B at the front.
That's funny.
And then put end over.
I do love those, by the way. I think those are so funny.
Right.
And that feels a lot like the Sacagawea one with the, oh, look.
Oh, look. Here's the most creative spelling of the word boner I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I would not have gotten that when I first looked at it. I'm glad that you said something.
Yeah. You know how you call like your love interest your beau?
Yeah, your beau. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's French, B-E-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the funny. First part of Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just add an NR at the end. Oh, good.
Well, you know, when it's someone you love.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a boner.
It's a bonus.
Yeah. Bonus boner.
You know that one Shay Carl is here in East Idaho.
Oh.
He was, I don't know, one of the first vloggers. He was hot for a minute or more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's driving, there's one famous clip. He's driving around with the kids in the car. Off to, I mean, they filmed everything.
Right.
And the kid got like a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah?
And he's like, sorry, buddy, what did you get? And the kid goes, I got a boner.
Oh, no.
What'd you get, dude?
I got a boner.
Oh, cool.
What's so funny?
Okay, don't shoot it at your mom, all right? That's my job.
Shay.
Oh, no.
Like okay, like, have you ever seen a kid trying to say fire truck?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got a little too much F to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, that was how my brother was when we were kids. That was the word that he could not get right.
Ah. Yeah. Fire truck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did mom and dad have him say it at Christmas parties because it was just hilarious?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Well, especially because he was the first grandkid on both sides, as a matter of fact. So he was kind of, you know.
The novelty. He was he was the evening's entertainment.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Dance clown!
Well, and he was such a dork of a kid. Like, his favorite party trick was to just run into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he would just hurl himself into the door over and over again for a laugh. Yeah.
So he was more slapstick. He was a more slapstick actor.
Yes. Yeah. I would say so. Very much into the physical comedy.
A few more. Here's a license plate out of Wyoming. Jackson got the Bucking Bronco and the number.
I wonder if they're a Cancerian.
69, dude.
Funny.
And you know how we are on a quest now, if you haven't heard, for the 8B1 license plate. Well, we know that it probably exists when we see this from Matt. Mm-hmm. Here's 1J1.
Right. Yeah, there's got to be an 8B1 out there somewhere.
Wow.
Wow.
There it is. Oh, wait, there's more folded comments. Oh, my God. Oh, this is in the Pantheon, 80085.
That's funny.
Anyone who's ever owned a calculator knows.
Ever owned a calculator and been in middle school.
That stands for boobs. Oh, yes. Great job, you guys. TikTok tearing it up. And I'm sorry. I don't know why it folded your comments. Weird. I haven't seen that before, especially pull up to load more.
Yeah, right? That is kind of strange, huh?
Okay.
Well, especially because like the comments that it's folding aren't like offensive.
Yeah,
so,
no.
If you're going to have your algorithm do something, have it do it right, damn it.
Well, and there's like 20 comments on our thing, but it's only showing 5. Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
We're much cooler than that, TikTok. How dare you? We weren't like 3 months ago. I don't know what the hell's happened.
It's nice to see, though. About time.
Yeah, we have been begging and cajoling and asking nicely and on our knees, offering oral pleasure.
Well, I mean, the blood sacrifices helped too, I think.
Those, yes, yeah. Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com, link and post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Follow us everywhere. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and did I hear we're now on Lemonade? That's just silly.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Did we say oral pleasure? I meant moral pleasure, didn't I?
Mayoral leisure?
Yes, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, maybe going golfing on a Sunday.
I don't know. How did we get into Lemonade?
Okay,
just
yeah.
Just downloaded the app. We'll see.
I can't get over these tiny platforms that everyone's sort of like flocking to, and now you have to have all of these different accounts, and it's too much. It's too much, man.
And I think I told you we got permabanned from X.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Right.
We believe it was the International Federation of American Football.
Probably.
Or the International Foot and Ankle Foundation.
Which also, dudes, don't hate us because you ain't us.
Yeah.
You know, sorry that we did better and more people went to us than you.
That's actually one of my goals.
Yeah.
I know that we will have made it by the time we beat the International Federation of American fucking douchebags. Or whatever you call yourselves. Okay.
That's funny.
Too hard?
It's fine.
Three more follow-ups. You remember white American Jesus? Almost as delicious as white American cheeses.
I do love a good cheese.
Mm-hmm. Subway's got the white American, right?
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Although I do feel like French cheese tends to be better.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, rumor has it, the model, like the guy that posed for this painting in 1983, keep in mind, it's not that old.
Right.
There was a Mormon on TikTok who wanted to tell us that painting is so old.
Okay.
I'm sure he's 12.
Well, and also, like, I know that you're told by your leaders not to Google things, but buddy, just Google it and find out first.
Yeah.
You know?
42 years, right?
Yeah, if it was in the 80s.
That's not old for a painting.
No.
So we know that this painting was commissioned by the church.
Uh-huh.
And Del Parson has given a few accounts over the years, in those four decades,
mm-hmm.
since the painting, about how it came about. And like I think I read this correctly, like he painted one and they wanted a little bit more. And so he ended up giving the finished product like really super broad shoulders.
Oh, interesting.
And there's a couple other things that choices he would not have made, but wanted to.
Oh, like they specifically said, like, happy. Give him some bolder shoulders, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I do think that Jesus should have bolder shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Broad shoulders,
you know?
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carrying that cross.
Right. Carrying the weight of all of your sins.
Mm-hmm. Your sins.
Specifically
yours.
You.
All that hentai you look at.
Yeah. Horrifying.
All that tentacle porn. All right. Anyway. There's a few theories out there, and if you Google Del Parson Jesus the Christ model, you get a couple of answers.
Really?
A guy named Craig from Idaho Falls.
Oh, wow.
Is one of the answers.
Okay.
A guy named Bob Ricks from Hibbard. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get a couple of people saying there were multiple models.
Right, which I think would make the most sense.
Now, real quick, I've got a friend who messaged me, and I didn't see his last message. So he may have said, hey, you can't use those images that I just sent you. He may have said that. Or he may have said, please feel free to use those images.
Right, right.
I'm not sure. I didn't see the last message before going on. And I can't get to my phone.
Yeah, it's so far away
It's so far. So here's the guy that he says he worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's Jesus, the Christ. Here's the guy. Here's Jesus the Christ. What do you say? What do you think? And then here's Del Parson, because this is another internet theory.
Uh-huh.
It was Del.
Who it's like a self-portrait?
It's a self-portrait.
I mean, is
a theory.
I feel like you'd have to have a pretty big ego to do that. I don't hate the idea of it, though.
Well, I mean, isn't God in every single one of us?
Right, right.
Anyway, we also made the statement that I don't think there's any white people in the Bible.
Right.
In that episode. And boy, did people jump on us.
Yeah.
First of all, hey, man, every culture, you know, paints God in their own likeness and stuff.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Absolutely, I get that. I totally get that.
Oh, because that really makes me want to see like an Asian Jesus.
Yeah, I guess there are Asian Jesuses.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
But I sort of stand corrected-ish because what I was thinking was there are no white as in Northern European type white people in the Bible.
Like Swedish, like Vikings and stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, that was Africa, sort of the Mediterranean was the cradle of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, after that, the Romans totally expanded.
Right, right.
As we know, the Roman Empire, and that gave way to the Britons, and then there was the British Empire, and then that gave way to...
America, baby.
That's right, USA. But my point is, there were probably Romans.
Yeah,
And Greeks, and olive-skinned people.
Yeah, sure.
Not just African people.
Yeah, and Italians, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know? Yeah, the Romans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah, sorry. Mama's having a night.
But all right, we stand, I don't know, slightly corrected?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I will say, there were some people who didn't always think that Italians were white.
Right.
But we know better now.
But I seriously laugh because 100 years ago, I think there was some prejudice and some racism.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Again, you know, there were like derogatory names for Italians.
Right.
And Irish. And stupid me goes, how could you tell?
Right.
How can you tell someone's Irish by looking at them or even Jewish?
I think at that point, you know what? It's because they didn't always have like TV and video games and phones to like distract them.
Yeah.
So instead, they just sort of stewed in their hate.
They stared at people and went.
Yeah, and decided that they didn't like them and tried to find reasons why they shouldn't like them.
Jewish.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people suck.
Okay, we visited Between the Covers.
Why, yes, we did. Ooh la la.
Earlier tonight. Had to go take a look ourselves.
I mean, we'd only been talking about them, you know, for 3 whole episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did pick up a little sans-somme while we were there. A recommendation from one of the owners, which I'm very excited to read. Now, one thing I thought was really cool is that they have these little... ratings on the back.
They have spiciness stickers.
Yeah, to kind of tell you what you're in for.
Rated as peppers. And I think ghost pepper is the hottest.
It sure is.
What do you got there, Carl?
This is ghost pepper.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I was also looking at a Frankenstein one, just because I liked the cover. And we had just watched the Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein, which is so good, by the way.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, right?
I mean, was he kind of hot? Was it just me?
Hot. No,
or was the Guillermo
hot.
Del Toro Frankenstein kind of hot?
You know what? It kind of reminded me of, do you remember the movie Warm Bodies?
Spoilers. Really?
Yes.
Were you, because that's what I was, and we haven't talked about this yet, but that's what I was going to say.
Right. Who, the by dude the way, in, yeah, that same actor plays Peter in The Great, and he's so good in it.
One of my favorite shows in recent memory.
Oh, it's so good. It's so pretty.
With Elle Fanning?
Yes, Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so freaking cute.
So she is. And so is Homeboy.
Yeah.
That played the warm body zombie.
Which is sort of funny because he's kind of weird looking, but like, it works.
He's unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Frankenweenie and whatever he does next.
Yeah. Agreed. But anyway.
And no, spoilers, you don't see a Frankenweenie.
Yeah.
But I imagine you do picture one in the Frankenstein romance book that you're...
Yeah.
So you got this book, and it looks like it's the Blank by Monsters series.
Why, yes. So this is actually part of the Dark Temptation series. They have several different ones. So there's Ravaged by Monsters. I don't remember the other two.
Devoured?
Yes, Devoured and Worshipped by Monsters. Mm-hmm. Well, all of which is being done by monsters, which I dig.
In fact, here's the entire, let's go up and down and up and down and up and down. The monster fiction section, shelf, whatever you call it here.
Yeah. Now, I've actually never read any monster-loving fiction.
Mm.
I don't know how I feel about it as of now, but because of how funny and compelling their social media has been surrounding these books, I don't know. I feel like I kind of have to do it.
And we go tonight. Carly's like, you're probably going to be the only guy in there. And I said,
yeah, I thought for sure.
I'll bite that bullet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll jump on that grenade.
Right.
I'll plug that dike. No. No, but we walked in and there's a couple, three dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was a genius idea. They were having a flash tattoo event.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Well, and I thought planning a tattoo is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a flash tattoo event,
mm-hmm.
I think, requires a completely different mindset.
Yes.
You're doing that on a Saturday night. Dude, you want to go get a tattoo? Like right now. No, like right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and also, I think that that's, you know, that's someone who doesn't really have commitment issues.
Right.
You know, that's someone who's willing to, like, jump in head first and just live in it, you know?
So, I really liked the cute things that they, like, here's a little sign.
Yes.
Spread those pages like a good girl.
Right?
And some candles, one that said, good girls read bad books.
Yes. I liked the one that said, smells like she's reading smut again.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Or girls don't look at porn. They read it like a lady or something.
Yeah, right?
Anywho, that was a lot of fun. Thanks Between the Covers for being so welcoming to us when we came out. Oh, and get some of their beverages, too, while you're at it.
Yeah, their tea looked good.
And a correction that we probably should have put at the very beginning of the episode. Whoopsies. BYU Idaho student Michael Garrison Rain,
mm-hmm.
accused of kidnapping a kid at the Idaho Falls Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I think everybody got it wrong, including us, because they introduced new security cam footage from the Costco.
Right.
So you can see that Michael Garrison Rain is in the book section, leaves his cart, moves mm-hmm. down the book section to take a look.
Mm-hmm.
And almost as if it was produced by a sitcom director. Does the right. lady put her cart now in the book section too with her baby?
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Garrison Rain comes back to grab the cart without even looking at it. Like a cool guy that doesn't look back at the explosion.
Right, right. But he was.
Or the half court shot or whatever.
I saw his cart. I saw her cart. Her cart clearly had something protruding out of the top, the car seat that went over the basket, versus his cart that did not. I feel like you got to really not be paying attention at all.
Right. And somebody commented, I don't know if this is true. Maybe it is. Mm-hmm. He just got off his shift, like a night shift or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
So was he out of it? Here's yeah. something. Was he on drugs? Now, I'm not saying he was on drugs, but I'm saying being on drugs at a Costco is better than kidnapping a baby intentionally.
I agree. Yep.
And that might explain why he casually, leisurely went and had the dog at the Costco food court.
Right.
Anyway.
That does kind of speak to his innocence. I mean, either he's innocent or he's really, really dumb.
Exactly.
In that case.
Yes. Yeah. I thought the same thing. And another reason why we think we got it wrong is prosecutors have dropped the charges.
Mm-hmm.
There are no charges. So we want to not correct what we said last episode.
Right, right. Update it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It does make me wonder how the mom feels about all this. But I guess we're just speculating at that point.
Right. And I've seen plenty of people, including my most recent run-in.
Mm-hmm.
with an old acquaintance that we've sort of talked about here on this show, where something happened
mm-hmm.
and they interpret it as having happened to them.
Right.
When in fact it just happened.
Yeah.
It's kind of up to you if you want to take it personally. You know, obviously, if my kid goes missing in a shopping cart, I am going to take it personally.
Yeah, go full Liam Neeson, babes.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a very special set of skills.
Right, right.
That aren't related to hunting somebody down. And anyway, more editing podcasts and real estate. But
right. Yeah, you know, and I will say too, I guess that I would prefer to live in a town where what happened was just an unfortunate accident versus an intentional malicious act.
Right.
You know, for the sake of believing in the world, let's say it was just an accident.
Mm-hmm. You'll notice no ice palace yet, and that's because of the 50-degree days.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of funny that we've had such a balmy winter the first year that the ice palace is like, we're coming back, guys. Kind of makes you wonder if they're going to be able to.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They need, I think they said several days of below freezing.
Right.
My question is, how fast can you get it up? And maybe that's because we were just at Between the Covers earlier.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, all right, let's say you need a week of Lowe's
building. Yeah.
Of round zero.
Yeah.
How fast can they build it and then open it and then have admission for it and then promote it and market it? I mean, isn't East Idaho or isn't any town like, don't you need 2 weeks notice before you become aware of something and go?
Right.
It's taken me. Christmas River, by the way, in Manan is open and it looks like they're having a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Check this. They got the Grinch there.
Oh, cute.
Right.
Love that.
Yeah. But it took me like a week of seeing it before I went, oh, shit, we got to talk about Christmas River in Manan.
Right. That's fair. That's fair. Now, to be fair, the Ice Palace is sort of a cultural staple of the area. Mm. So it's sort of an expectation it'll be there, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I hope that it's up for long enough that we all get to go and enjoy it.
Right. And I have come to think of it, I haven't seen any postings from the snow parks.
Right.
The
good
one
point.
At Sunnyside and I-15.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in Iona. I'm so sorry. So Carly's other cat. We had Coco on last episode. Yeah. This is Leo. I don't know if you can see the front of Carly. I don't want to direct your gaze.
Yeah, I do have some hair on me. I'm sorry.
Chest.
Yeah.
Any more than it perhaps already is. But there's cat hair on it. Well, Leo's just getting the scrub down of his life.
Right.
Can you show Leo on camera? Oh, yeah.
This cat is so good at being a cat.
He's just so in love with his mama.
I love him so much.
Okay.
He wants to be a dentist someday, so he really likes to smell people's breath.
To my point. Yeah.
A sweet boy. This is the cat that sleeps in my arms every night like a little teddy bear. He's just beautiful. He's perfect.
Him's a baby.
Him's baby.
That's right. That's
he's my little say. Ginger. I love him so much.
He is an orange cat.
Yes.
I mean, he's, I don't know, half orange, half white?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he
an
qualifies.
Orange tuxedo. Oh, now I need a blue tuxedo. Then I'll have a little Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he qualifies as sharing one brain cell with other orange cats.
Oh, for sure. All right. He doesn't need a brain cell to be in love, though.
Yeah. Another event that I want to say too soon on this. The Ammon Icy Inferno is coming. The Christmas tree bonfire and fireworks.
Right.
That's Saturday, January 17th.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So we're mentioning it, even though I don't think they should. I think maybe like December 20th or something.
Uh-huh. Well, you can't do it in December.
No, I'm saying they should wait until December 20th to start promoting it.
Oh.
Some people haven't even put their tree up.
I mean, I would hope so by now, but you're right.
Yeah.
There probably are some slackers out there.
Like, it's almost like, hey, welcome to the party. Doors close at 10. We're, you know, everybody's leaving at 9:59.
Right.
Well, but I just got here, man.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
But, you know, especially with something like this, there's a lot of coordination. I can see why they want to start it early.
Yeah. Great news for, I think, America. A trove of critical minerals have been uncovered in the Utah desert.
Whoa, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and nice that it was the desert instead of, like, you know, where people live.
Yeah. Or the Alaska Protected Wilderness, whatever.
Yeah.
16 different rare earth and critical minerals that will help the U.S. compete with China. Lithium, aluminum, aluminium.
Aluminium.
Germanium, rubidium.
Wow, okay. Lots of idioms.
If I keep going, it's going to sound fake, like I'm making it up.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of other stuff that ends in idiom.
Yeah.
Or eum. And it either was already called or is now being called Utah's Silicon Ridge.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I like that. So I guess there's a lot of silicon in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, of all of the states for it to be, it's kind of nice that it's in Utah because then they don't have to ship it out too far.
Right.
You know, for all the plastic surgery.
Got him.
Got him.
Boom, sucky, roasted. Utah. Burn. Do you know about the Kennecott Copper Mine?
Nope.
Salt Lake Valley, the Wasatch Front is what it's called. Mm-hmm. The Wasatch Mountains are to the east.
Uh-huh.
It would be easier if they were to the west because you could just go Wasatch West.
Yeah.
But it's not. Wasatch are to the east and the Okers are to the west. Anyway, in the Okers, you go up there, there's a huge hole in the f***ing ground. And it's because Kennecott Copper drilled, it's now called the Bingham Canyon Mine.
Oh,
but
cool.
It is okay. The largest hole we've ever put in the earth.
Whoa.
And I think they do tours. I don't know for sure.
Well, wait, no. I thought that the largest hole on earth was your mom.
That was almost a spit take. Wait, I'm sorry. Go again.
Wait a second. No, I thought that the largest hole on earth was your mom.
Okay, that was good. Sorry.
That was good. Thank you.
Your Honor, uncuff me so I can high-five Carly. Yeah, it's the Bingham Canyon Mine is 3 miles wide and 3/4 of a mile deep. So, yeah, just shy of your mom.
Sorry. I wanted to make the joke worse by being like, it's okay, his mom's dead, she doesn't care.
Yeah, but she's fine.
It's so sad.
She's she's laughing in heaven in her glorified state. Oh, Michael.
I'm a bad person. I'm sorry.
While we're on the Utah tip.
Yeah.
Let's do this because it's so relevant and even applies to us here in East Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
How many times on this show, at least a few, I've talked about slower traffic, keep right, right?
Yes, yeah.
Let's watch this from the Utah Highway Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the reason I stopped you is you're sitting in that left lane, not passing anybody.
All right, so we have this vehicle here. He's been in the left lane, going under the speed limit. No one passing him. We're passing him, but no one, like he's got 3 lanes to be able to drive, and he's sitting in that left lane, which we do not want. So we're going to make a traffic stop on this guy. And he's pulling to the left, which we should also not do as well. Should always pull to the right. Lawful and safer for everybody.
Okay. Oh, they're pulling over.
Right.
Onto the left shoulder.
Hello.
There's plenty of room. Really?
Well, but I think it probably does make sense to pull over right. Anybody. It probably is safer.
So you see that sign right there? It's slow traffic, keep right. So the left lane is for passing only. Also, never pull to the left. Always pull to the right. It's safer and legally, okay? So if you're going to get pulled over, lights come up behind you, make sure to pull to the right, okay? Do you have your license and registration with you?
All right, so we stopped this car. She's going under the speed limit in the far left lane. Elderly female just going to a doctor's appointment, no rush. And the law is she needs to move over. A car's come up behind her. And it actually causes a lot of road rage issues where people get impatient. So if people would move over and let the faster ones go by, even if they're speeding, let them get caught later, but do your part and move over. And so there's actually a sign. She stopped right by the sign that says slower traffic, keep right. And she says she's never heard of that thing and she's been driving for a long time. So it's a good education for everybody.
Now you have.
All right. Well, it looks like you found it. Perfect. Okay. I just wrote you a warning. Just make sure, kind of an education thing, just make sure to stay the right. A lot of impatient drivers will come up, and that it causes them to get road rage. And so make sure to stay in the second or the third, or the second if there's not a third, if you're not passing anybody. So, questions? Okay, so this is just a warning, so pull out safely, okay?
Thank you. Happy birthday to me.
What's that?
I said happy birthday to me.
Today's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Have a good day.
And there it is. Of course, she's a self-absorbed Karen.
Well, okay.
Your it's your birthday?
Right. And so you get to act a fool? Okay, couple of thoughts here. First and foremost, one thing that drives me nuts is when people live up to certain stereotypes and feed into them.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, little old ladies can't drive. Here she is being a little old lady who apparently doesn't know how to drive. Like, you need to be aware of the stereotypes that apply to you so that you can make sure that you're not doing it.
So you can fight them every day.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Another funny thing, my ex-husband actually got a ticket for being in the left lane while not passing. The funniest part, too, is that a part fell off of his car, and he also got a ticket for littering because of that.
Oh, no!
Yeah, like, it wasn't his fault he didn't throw it out the window, just a piece fell off of his car as he was going. Honestly, I kind of think that that officer just didn't like his face, you know? But kind of funny.
Maybe, but this is a great PSA.
Right.
Let's all of us take this teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
Slower traffic, keep right. Why?
Yes.
So that people can pass. Well, what if they're going too fast? You're not the police.
Right.
You're not the speed police. And I know that we all think we're the reasonable one.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it then that we all, myself included, think that anybody driving slower than us is an idiot? Faster than us is a maniac.
Right.
Get the hell over. Not your call.
Right.
Get over.
Yeah.
And I hope if you don't, you get pulled over.
Agreed.
And I hope you get a ticket, not a fucking warning.
Not a warning. Yeah.
Karen.
Yeah. You know what? Anytime you are in the left lane and you get passed by someone on the right lane, you should feel so ashamed of yourself.
That's your cue right there.
Get
Thank you
over.
For saying that.
Yeah. Especially because no one likes a redneck roadblock.
What? Oh, my.
Don't those
favorite
drive you nut?
Two-lane highway. Nuts. You're going the same as the other guy.
Right.
GTFO.
Either speed up or slow down and let us all have some nice flow to the traffic because you're slowing down everyone and we're going to just lose our stuff.
That means please get over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
May have heard that. Now let's talk about the precise wording of that sign. Slower. Traffic,
mm-hmm.
keep right. Slower than what? The guy behind you.
Yes, exactly.
If you're slower, well, but he's exceeding this. Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I was involved in a road rage incident once.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm getting road rage right now.
I will admit, I was at fault a little bit here. But basically, I took a turn and I accidentally got into the outside lane, even though I was turning from the inside lane. I basically merged lanes while I turned. I wasn't thinking. It was totally dumb of me.
Yep.
And as soon as the car behind me started honking and was clearly upset, I felt like an ass. All right. But here's the thing. Then after that, that chick actually tried to follow me home. I finally was like, okay, I don't want her to know where I live, so I'm going to pull over and just sit there and wait for her to leave. Well, I do, and she doesn't, okay? Finally, another gal who had seen the whole thing, a third car in this whole incident, she pulls up to me and starts talking to me, and she's like, hey, I saw everything that happened. I know you didn't mean to do it, but I'm just worried because this chick's following you and, like, acting kind of crazy. And I was like, girl, me too. Like, I don't want to go home. And then finally, the angry chick, starts yelling at me from her window and is like, that's how accidents happen. That's how you kill people, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I know. I'm sorry. I messed up. You're right. I gave you the apology wave because I knew I messed up. But what do you want me to do about it, A? And I even said to her, like, hey, I know I screwed up, but also this third person is here not because I screwed up, but because they're afraid of what you we're gonna do. Like, they're here to protect me from you.
It's almost like being mad at something that you interpret as having happened to you.
Right.
7 years ago, and then shitting on a dude publicly, and then still claiming he's the asshole.
Right.
And it still owes you an apology. It's almost like that, Carl.
Yeah.
It's almost like this is the perfect time once again. For my second favorite phrase, be careful when fighting monsters. that you do not become one yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Now go watch Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's the kind of monster you want to be. A real sweet poetic one that does housework without being asked.
With the Frankenweenie.
I mean, honestly, I think that's probably the part of the movie that women liked the most. Frankenstein didn't need his wife to make him a list. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, you can actually come and see Mike and I. We're going to be judges at the Ho 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 Holiday Party. That's going to be December 17th from 7 to 9 at Sagebrush Studios. Personally, I'm incredibly excited.
We said XXX, or I don't think it's going to be X-rated.
Right.
But it's certainly an adult party, 18 yeah, plus.
Correct.
And you guys, this is kind of a moment for us because this will be our first public appearance.
Mm-hmm.
The post about the sexy Santa stripper wanted caught our eye.
It was so funny.
I made a couple of comments and the organizer said, hey, IFAF, we're looking for judges if you want to come.
Which I love so much. Now, just so you know, it is a $10 cover charge, so make sure you've got that with you. I think it's going to be well worth it, especially because there's going to be a fugly sweater competition and a great gingerbread battle.
Yeah, so it's an extra $10 to enter the NSFW, not safe for work, gingerbread contest. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can move a couple of the gingerbread man's arms from other man's.
I love it.
And give your gingerbread man a little more manliness.
However
you want to do that.
Right.
That's got a $100 prize. And then the fugly Christmas sweater or outrageous Christmas outfit or whatever. Right. The sexiest, I think, naughtiest one, the one that gets the most cold, deserves another $200 Adam and Eve gift certificate, Gift basket.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is great because then you don't have to like go in and choose stuff. You just get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you can just wear it out.
Wow. I guess you could, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, they're going to have tarot readings. And like we mentioned, a very sexy Santa, who I'm guessing you can sit on his lap.
And listen, it's the gays. And we all know the gays know how to party.
Yes.
In fact, different gays, right, I think are having another party the next night.
As a matter of fact, that is correct. That is going to be Thursday, December 18th, Queer Cheer. Basically, they're going to be making Yuletide even gayer, as they should.
And I think it's a choir, right? There's a Queer Cheer choir, I think, or something?
Yes. Yeah, it looks like it.
I don't know, but it sounds great.
Yeah, but it's a night of love, laughter, chosen family, and glittery snowflakes, also at Sagebrush Studios. And this one is free. So if you don't want to go to the other one, you can at least hit this one up. And that's going to be going on from 7 to 8.
So that's Wednesday, Thursday. What's Friday?
Friday, we've got the third annual Idaho Falls UTV Light Parade, which I'm really excited to see this year because it is bigger than ever.
400 UTVs.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
And that is also going to have the Kia fireworks show. So always exciting to see. Like if you're going to be outside in the cold winter, there better at least be some fireworks.
Two 10-minute shows in there, and the entire event runs from Freeman Park to Broadway, to
Pancari. Uh-huh.
It's a long route.
And the Riverwalk. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then if that ain't enough for you, on Saturday, the 20th, it's going to be the Idaho Falls Symphony playing the movie Home Alone while they play the music to it for you.
Awesome.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Are they going to have like a kids choir do Somewhere in My Memory?
I kind of hope so. Depends. Some kids should not be in a choir, hopefully a good kids choir.
Yeah. That was one of those ones I was like, I hate that schmaltzy shit. And then like in my adulthood, I was like, God, that's a good song.
It's pretty cute.
It's so sweet and soft.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a good sweet soft song.
It gets
song.
Me right, you know.
Yeah. There. Ain't no Christmas shoes, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
And that's going to be going on at 7:30. And then on Sunday, December 21st. Your mom did meet Jesus.
It's because of that hole.
Oh, my gosh. I promise Mike and I are close enough to joke about this. I'm not that evil. I feel so bad.
It's fine.
Right.
If you have a dead mom, you can always win that if you want to.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Or, you know, you can lighten up and have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And live, laugh, love. You can either live, laugh, love, or you can...
hate and drive in the left lane.
Die, cry, hate.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was really good.
And drive in the left lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where were we?
Well, anyway.
Your mom.
If all of that ain't enough, on Sunday, there's going to be a Messiah sing-along with Ammon Arts. That's going to be at 6 p.m. So make sure to, you know, warm up your voice a little. Don't go too crazy at all of the other holiday parties going on beforehand so that you can actually sound nice, unlike a sad, pitchy children's choir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's at Thunder Ridge.
Yes, correct.
And a little piece of trivia that you can tell your mom, if she's still alive, is, hey, mom, did you know that Handel's Messiah was originally performed around Lent? The period of time leading up to Easter.
Interesting.
But over the centuries is moved to Advent, the period of time ahead of Christmas.
Huh.
How about that?
Wow. The more you know.
The more your mom.
I love it.
We're a little punchy.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, episode 123. I love those sequential numbers.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I always see like 12:34 on the clock.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
2:34.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. What a weekend. And then next episode,
mm-hmm.
that's our Christmas episode. We're like,
that's true.
Exchange gifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget, we're going to be doing a Christmas Eve live stream.
That's true.
So make sure to join us for that while you're wrapping your presents. The nice thing is you already have to kick the kids out of the room to do that. So we can be like all fun and raunchy together. It'll be a good time.
Yep. 10 days till Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I still have so much shopping to do. I'm so screwed.
That's our show. Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind of critters.
IFAF.